tonight we are going to learn the next bracha, and the bracha of Shachar, which is the bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekenem Melech HaOlam. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara, who crowns Yisrael with splendor. So let's first delve into the simple understanding of this, the pshat of this bracha, before we go delve into the depths of the bracha. So the Gemara says, "Misach this bracha is daf samach." As we've learned in the previous brachas, these brachas were established based on the order of a person's day. So the Gemara says, "Kiporis sudra al reishe lema baruch oite Yisrael b'sifara." When a person puts the sudr, a sudr means a kerchief. When a person puts the sudr on his head, a person should say the bracha oite Yisrael b'sifara, which means who crowns Yisrael with splendor. So, first of all, we need to understand what sudr are we talking about? What kerchief are we talking about? And we also, as we pointed out last week, in these two brachas, Oizer Yisrael begvura and Oiter Yisrael b'sifara, the word Yisrael is mentioned, which we do not find by Pekeach Ivrim, Matir Asurim, Mazekev Kifufim, in Malbush Arumim. We don't say Malbush Arume Yisroel, Matir Asure Yisroel, Matir and Zekev Kifufe Yisroel. We don't say it, but all of a sudden here, we say, when we put on the belt, we say Oizer Yisroel Begvura, and we put on the hat, we say Oiter Yisroel Besifora. The Bach points out that why do we make these two brachas b'chalal? We already said Malbush Arumim. Malbush, the bracha of Malbush Arumim, of the Hashem clothes the naked, is a bracha on all of our clothing, including the belt and the hat. So why is there a separate bracha for the belt and the hat to say Oizei Yisrael b'gvura and Oita Yisrael b'zifara? So the Bach and the Taz both explain that the belt and the hat is not like any other garment. The reason Yisrael, the reason we wear a belt, as we mentioned last week, is because we're obligated to wear a separation between our heart and our erva. In order that our heart does not see our erva, we're obligated to do so as a yid. We are obligated to wear a head covering. We're not allowed to walk Dalad Amis without a head covering. So as yid, we're obligated to wear a head covering. It's not like any of the other brachas, which we just make the brachas in a manner that we're similar to the non-Jews. We get dressed like non-Jews. We stand up like non-Jews. So Zekev Kifufim, Matir Asurim, Zekev Malbush Arumim, those are not unique to Yisrael. Whereas these two brachas are unique to Yisrael. We wear a belt because we have an obligation to do so as a yid. Because it has to be, we have to be mafsik ben liba da erva. We wear a hat. We wear a head covering because we're obligated to do so as a yid. So that's why we say Oiter Yisrael b'sifara. And that's why these brachas are not included in Malbush Arumim. Malbush Arumim is going on getting dressed like anybody else does. These are brachas that we make on the unique obligation that we have. And the Levush points out that even if we were to say that Al Pidin, one is not obligated to wear a head covering. Right? There's a poskim whether there's an obligation to wear a head covering. It definitely used to not be al pi din. The Taz says that nowadays it's a chiyuv. But back when this bracha was established, it definitely wasn't al pi din that one needs to wear a head covering. So Levusha explains, nevertheless, when we put on a head covering, it's for a different reason than the rest of the world does it. The rest of the world puts on a head covering either to protect their head or as a chashivas for themselves. We put on a head covering, as the Gemara says, Kasi Reshech, cover your head, Kehechad et Tehev Allah, Moira Dishmaya. Kehechad et Tehev Allah, Imsa Dishmaya. Right? We wear a head covering so that, because it brings us Yerushamayim. That's why we wear a head covering. So there's our head covering is unique to Yisrael. It's not the head covering that everybody else wears. We wear our head covering because in order to bring us Emes HaDishmai. So that's why it's unique to Yisrael. The Avodram writes on the same kasha why we say Yisrael, Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. He explains it according to the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says that Rav Huna loy ozol dal adamas b'gilei rosh. Rav Huna would not walk four amas with a open head, with an uncovered head. Omar, he said, Shechina l'mala m'roshi. The Shechina is above my head. Says Avodram, Hashchina shoira al Yisrael v'loy al umas. The Shechina dwells on every yid, not on a goy. So this is not because of Moira Shemayim. It's not because of Emes HaDishmaya, as the others learn. It's to show that the Shechina dwells upon us. It's a covering of kavod that we have Asheros HaShechina upon our heads. Also unique to Yisrael. That's why we say Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara, that Hashem crowns us with splendor. That crown is the Shechina. Therefore, concludes Avodram that the covering that Rav Huna is talking about is not the yarmulke. That's the covering that we wear because of Emes HaDishmaya. That's the covering that we wear because of Yiras Shamayim. The second covering, the hat, which is the covering of honor that we wear, that is because of Asheros HaShechina. And therefore, concludes Avodram, someone who doesn't wear a hat shouldn't say the bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. Somebody who only wears a yarmulke, not a hat, right? That's not what the bracha was made for. The bracha was made for the Asheros HaShechina on a yid, which is represented by the yid's second covering, the hat, over the yarmulke. The yarmulke is Yiras Shamayim. The hat is to represent Hashem's Hashchina, and the bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara was established for this second covering. What? Probably does. It's the second covering. I mean, it's maybe only with an atara. Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara.
What
about Shekel? What? Shekel? The women. Head cover. They wear a kerchief. They're real sudder. Shadows of a girl before she gets married can make the bracha. We'll see in a moment. Now, according to the Bach and the Taz, the bracha was established for the yarmulke. So, according to them, even if you don't have a hat, you could say the bracha by Tei Yisrael B'Sifara. So the Tzloisa d'Avram, the Chachanover, has tremendous difficulty with the Bach and the Taz. Number one, he says, if it means the yarmulke, what kind of oiter Yisrael b'sifara? I mean, you can wear anything on your head as a yarmulke. It's why is it splendor? Why is it a crown? According to Avad Ram, you're wearing a something of chashivas, right? So I understand why you're saying oiter Yisrael b'sifara. You crown Yisrael with splendor. But for a yarmulke, just a head covering, that's a oiter, that's tifara. Secondly, asks the Shachan Avraham, which is a stark akasha, says the Gemara lists all of these brachas that a person is supposed to say before he says oiter Yisrael b'sifara. Oiter Yisrael b'sifara is one of the last ones. So if it means the yarmulke, what was he saying all these brachas until now without a yarmulke? You're not allowed to say a bracha without a yarmulke. Asur lahazkir shem shemayim. It's forbidden to mention Hashem's name without a head covering. So how can we possibly be talking about the head covering? How can it possibly the Gemara says to make a bracha oite Yisrael b'sifara when we put on the head covering? How can it possibly mean the yarmulke? On the other hand, he has difficulty with Avad Ram also. Because according to the Avad Ram uses the word mitznefes, that the bracha was established for the mitznefes. The mitznefes is the chashava type of hat. So the Chachanov approves from different sources that the mitznefes is only worn by Talmid Chachamim, by Chashuvim. It's not worn by the Pashatid. Right? Even the Kohen Gadol wore a mitznefes. The Kohen Hadid wore a mikbas. He didn't wear a mitznefes. So Chazal established the bracha for Tamid Chachamim only? It says, and the Chachan Rav points out, it says, Oiter Yisroel b'sifar. Doesn't say Oiter Tamid Chachamim b'sifar. So what is it? It can't be the yarmulke, because that's not a Torah. That's not Tifara. And besides that, he has to be wearing a yarmulke already, because he said the other brachas. And it can't mean a mitznefes, because only Talmid Chacham wear a mitznefes. So the Chachanov comes to the conclusion that there's a middle level. There is the yarmulke that everybody wears. There is the mitznefes only Talmid Chacham wear. And then there's a koiva, or a mikbas, right? There's a hat that ordinary people wear. And that is, it's also a malvish of kovet, but it's not a mitznefes. And that is what the bracha was established for. However, he concludes that even a person who doesn't wear a koiva is allowed to make the bracha, because the brachas were established for the derech ha'olam. And since the derech ha'olam is to wear a koiva, so even somebody who doesn't wear a koiva is allowed to make a bracha for the people that do have a koiva. However, he concludes that l'chatchila, a person should put on a koiva, should wear a hat, in order to be mechayiv himself at the bracha. It's nice to make a bracha, but to be a person has the ability to obligate himself in a bracha, a person should do so. It's interesting that Lavush, when he points out that even though the non-Jews also wear a head covering sometimes, and they wear hats, and they wear belts, right? So nevertheless, we still say Yisroel by these two brachas because we wear it with a different kavana. We wear our belt with a kavana of Lahafsik min Libo La'erva. They wear a belt to keep their pants up, right? They wear a head covering to protect their heads or to give themselves honor. We wear a head covering because of Amos and the Shemai. So he says, so why don't we mention Yisroel when we say the bracha v'al netilas yadayim? right? Because they also wash their hands. But they wash their hands just to make them clean. We wash our hands for Kiddush and Tahara. It's a different kavana. We should say Yisrael. That is the Levush's kasha. And the Levush answers that there we don't need to say Yisrael because we say Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoisav. We already mentioned that we're doing it because of Kedusha, that Hashem sanctified us with His mitzvahs. Right, so we don't need to mention anymore that Yisrael, but here these brachas are not, we don't say Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoisav. So we have to say Oizei Yisrael and Oitei Yisrael. What do you mean by these two brachas? Oh, he's strong right there.
Well, we'll
get to that. We have to first go with the simple pshat. The Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person puts on their head covering, they say,
"I'm very curious." Sometimes the Gemara, what type of head covering would they wear?
So the Gemara says,
"What we wear today."
So they, sudra, it was this thing they used to wrap around their heads. It's the, yeah. It, actually, in the Lashon Avadram, he says that this bracha was nisken only in Arzis Yishmoa, only in the Arabic lands, where they wear these kafiyas, but not for everybody else.
The main question is the shikas of tefillin when we see these two brachas. That's not
the pshat. We're going to get to that in a moment.
What about Malbushalim?
So here's providing a head covering for us.
Yeah, you bring the head covering on yourself. You doing the etching, not him. I don't know. The verb just seems a bit different.
I think we're going to have to, therefore, go to something deeper than pshat.
Also,
that's the problem with pshat. What?
The bracha always precedes the action, so if it was that we were putting on a hat, so we would have to...
No, that's brachas hamitzvos, brachas hanhenen. These are brachas hashavach. These are brachas of praise. So we praise Hashem for what we have. In Parashat Tzav, the pasuk talks about the trumas hadeshen, the kohen. The first avoda of every day in the Beis Hamikdash was the kohen would go and shovel out the ashes from the mizbeach. Trumas hadeshen. So the pasuk says, "V'lavash haKohen midoy vad, u'michnas hevad yilvash habasarai." The Kohen should wear his shirt, the ksinus of linen, and his pants of linen he shall wear on his flesh. The pasuk only lists two of the big day kohuna. Right, there were four big day kohuna. There was the mikbas, there was the hat, the avnet, the ksinus, and the mechnasayim. And here the pasuk only lists and so the Gemara darshens from the word hakoyen, lovash hakoyen, that he has to be bikihunai, that he really has to wear all four. Even though the pasuk only lists two, he has to wear all four. So B'nai Yisrael asks, Memarashach, if we're going to learn from hakoyen that he has to be bikihunai, and from there we learn that he has to wear all four big day kahuna, so why does the pasuk have to list two of them? And if the pasuk is going to list them anyway, so then list all four. Why does it list only the ksinus and the mechnasayim?
Because they were made out of linen, they were white, and you think you can get them dirty.
You might think he doesn't have to wear those two.
Right, because the linen is very expensive and it's white, and he's cleaning out the ashes.
Well, the avnet is also made out of linen. So the Meisasva says that since it's the first avodah of the morning, which is the time that all of Klal Yisrael is going to daven shacharis, all of Klal Yisrael is going to do avodah Hashem. And for that, every Yid has to wear a hat and has to wear a belt, because Oita Yisrael B'Givura and Oita Yisrael B'Sifara. Every Yid has to wear a hefsek ben liba la'erva and a head covering because the Emes HaDishmaya. There's only two begadim that the kain is different than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Back then, people used to just wear a cloak. Right? They didn't wear pants or a shirt underneath it. It was just a cloak. So the kohen had to wear midayvad, mechnesayvad, which was different than everybody else. But the hat and the gartel, everybody has to wear. That's a chiyuv, and that's why we say oyze yisrael begvura, oyze yisrael b'sifara. It's not miyuchet for kohanim. All Klal Yisrael has to wear the avnet and the mikvah. So that's why the pasuk only has to list the other two that are unique to Kehan. Now, it's definitely no accident that we're learning this bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara on the night where the midah, the character trait that we're supposed to refine on this night, is Hoid Shebet Tiferes, Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara, and we're learning Hoid Shebet Tiferes, and the mid of tonight is Hoid Shebet Tiferes. Last week, when we were learning Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura, it was Hoid Shebet Gvura. We must be doing something right here. So, I believe that a deeper meaning in this bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara can be understood based on a pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy. Pasuk says, "Es Hashem he'amarto hayoyim, adios l'chol edukim." So, the way Art Scroll interprets it says, "You have distinguished Hashem today to be a God for you, to walk in His ways, to observe His decrees and commandments, and His laws, to listen to His voice." So you have distinguished Hashem today to be a God for you, and the pasuk Hashem hemircha hayoyim, and Hashem has distinguished you today, lios leilam segula, to be to Him a treasured nation, kasha divolach, as He has spoken to you, with ishmael komets voisav, and to observe all of His commandments. Now Rashi says, on these words hemarta hemircha, very interesting words, very unique words. So even though Art Scroll interprets it as distinguished, Rashi says, "Hu Lashon Tiferes." It's the Lashon of Tiferes. Hashem prides Himself. We pride ourselves with Hashem. Tiferes is pride. We pride ourselves with Hashem, and Hashem prides Himself with us. As the pasuk says, "Yisrael Hashem Becho Espor." The Rebbe Shalom prides Himself with Klal Yisrael. So according to this, I believe that the bracha of Oita Yisrael B'Sifara is a bracha that Hashem has crowned us with pride. We are proud to be Yidden. We have a pride, as we say every morning by right before Karbonas. We say, Ashreinu, how fortunate we are, Matoiv Chalkeinu, Mayofi Yidushasainu. Ashreinu, how fortunate we are to be Eden. We're so proud to be the Rebbeinu Shalom's nation. And we conclude, Lefikach, and therefore Anachni Chayovim Lehoidus Lehalel, we're obligated to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, to show our gratitude that we have this pride in our lives to be Eden. And perhaps that's the reason that we walk around all day with a head covering. To show that we're Eden. It's a demonstration we are proud to be Jews. We're not embarrassed. We don't need to hide it with a baseball cap. Right? We're truly proud to be Eden. That is Hoyd Shabbat Tiferes, when we thank Hashem for the pride that we have to be Eden. That is Hoyd Shabbat Tiferes. Hoyd is gratitude, Hoydoye. Gratitude for that pride. The Fikach Anachnu Chayovim LaHoydois. Because we understand the Ashreinu Latoy Chokein. So we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, we thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He has crowned us with this pride. Shulchan Aruch says, and this is what Reb Yitzchak was mentioning before, that the Rosh would put on tefillin, would say all the Berachas HaShachar until Oitei Yisroel B'Sifara. Right, he would stop right before Oitei Yisroel B'Sifara. He would put on tefillin, and then he would say the Berachah Oitei Yisroel B'Sifara. That's why the minhag is to... By Oize Yisrael B'Gvura, we kiss the Tefillin Shal Yad. By Oite Yisrael B'Sifara, we kiss the Tefillin Shal Rosh. Oite Yisrael B'Sifara, he crowns Bnei Yisrael with pride, or with splendor. The Rosh held that it was a reference to the Tefillin Shal Rosh. The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk that he brings. It says, Pe'er Chachal V'Shalach, it's referring to the Tefillin. The Tefillin are called Pe'er. So when we say Oite Yisrael B'Sifara, the root of Sifara is Pe'er. Pe'er is splendor. Tefillin are called Pe'er. So he held that this bracha was a reference to the tefillin. So, but according to what to the drush that I just mentioned, the rosh is gevaldik. The Gemara says that Menayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. How do we know that the Rebbeinu Shalom put on Tefillin? And the Gemara says, the Gemara brings this pasuk. Hashem Hamarta Yom Hashem Emircha. We pride ourselves with the Rebbeinu Shalom. How do we do so? By putting on our Tefillin that says in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Rebbeinu Shalom prides himself with us. How is that? He puts on tefillin. What is written in the Rebbeinu Shalom's tefillin? Asks the Gemara. The Gemara answers, it says in the Rebbeinu Shalom's tefillin, Umi ka'amcho Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like your nation Yisrael, one nation in the earth, upon earth? So we say, Hashem is echad, and the Rebbeinu Shalom says that we are echad. We pride ourselves that the Rebbeinu Shalom prides himself with us. Famous story, the Kedushas Levi, the Hilke Baditshever, was once in a Besmedish, and a Yid dropped his tefillin. And the Yid said, Oy vey, and he ran, he picked up his tefillin and gave it a kiss. And the Kedushas Levi ran over to the Aron Kodesh, and he opened it up, he said, Rebbeinu Shalom, did you see that? A Yid dropped his tefillin. That says in it, Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And he picked it up and he gave it a kiss. Rebbeinu Shalom, your tefillin are lying on the ground for 2,000 years. Don't you think you should pick it up and give it a kiss? So Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara, now, according to the Rosh, that it means the tefillin, means that it's mamish. The Gemara says, uses this pasuk of as Hashem Amarta Hayayim, that we pride ourselves with the Rebbeinu Shalom. How do we pride ourselves? We wear a tefillin. And the Rosh says that For that, there's a bracha, Oiter Yisrael, Misifara, that we pride ourselves with our crown. Who's the our crown is the Rabbi Nishlet. But perhaps, according to the same Gemara, we can say a nupshat in this bracha. And that we're thanking Hashem for priding Himself with us. We're not thanking Hashem for giving us the pride of being a Yid. It's also a Gevaldik Pshat. But perhaps we're thanking Hashem for priding Himself with us. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Oiter Yisrael, you're crowning yourself with Yisrael as your pride. Oiter Yisrael, you're putting on Yisrael as your crown with pride. And that's Hoyd Shabbat Yiferes. We're thanking the Rabbi Nishleidam for his pride, that he prides himself with us. Hoyd Shabbat Yiferes. We mentioned last week that the purpose of the Oizei Yisrael B'Gevara, of the girding ourselves, we learned that there's a chiyuv to have a separation between Ben Libay La'erva to indicate that a Yid needs to control. Yid needs to control themselves, that there should be a separation between the higher part of their body and the lower part of their body. The lower part of their body represents taivas, represents desires, and the lowly things that we need to involve ourselves in. And when it comes to avodas Hashem, there needs to be a separation. We can't be distracted by the lower part of our body. We mentioned the Shtefaneshte. The Shtefaneshte said that the Gemara says that when a person begins to eat, Me'emesai, when is the beginning of Aschola? How do you know when a person starts their meal? Meshiyatir Chagura, when he opens his belt. Right? So he explained that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, to Torah, to Tefillah, then we need to put on a gartel. We need to separate the higher part of our body and the lower part of our body, because we don't want the lower part of our body interfering with our Avodah. Lower part of our body representing all Gashmias. That we can't be distracted with that when we serve Hashem. But when we're involved in the lower part of our body, when we're going to eat, we don't want to separate the higher part of our body. We want quite the contrary. We want to elevate the lower part of our body. So we want the higher part of our body to be involved. So then you have to open up the garden. So that's why there's a bracha of Oizer Yisrael b'gevura. It requires gevura on the person. It requires for the person to have control and to overcome the distracting thoughts. That is what the gartel represents. That Hashem girds us with gevura, with the ability to control ourselves. There's a famous verse from the Chiddush Arim. The parasha of the Korban Oila beginning in Parsha Tzav. It says, Tzav is Bnei Yisrael. Bimarta Aleim, command Bnei Yisrael and say to them, Zoyis Torah Sa'oila. This is the law of the Oila. So Rashi says over there, why does it say Tzav? Why doesn't it say, Vedabra Shalom Vishalem, or Zoyis Torah Sa'oila? Why does it say Tzav? Says Rashi, ain't tzav al loshen zirus. Tzav is a loshen of zealousness. You know, that be extra careful. Why? B'yoyser tzorach hamakom azara, says Rashi. The pasuk needs to make a person extra cautious. B'makom shiyash chisar and kiss. In a place where there's chisar and kiss. Now, literal understanding of this is that a karmon oyla cannot be eaten. The whole thing is burnt on a mizbeach. So it's a loss of money. So the pasuk needs to make the kehanim extra careful. They should be careful with this carbon, even though they're not going to be able to eat it. It's a chasar and kiss. It's a loss of money. Nevertheless, you got to make sure that it's done right. So the Chiddush Arim says that every function that we have has a covering. The eye has eyelids. The ear can be closed. The mouth can be closed. The nose can be closed. So when something comes our way, which is something that a yid shouldn't see, we're supposed to close our eyes. A yid shouldn't hear, we're supposed to close our ears. A yid shouldn't speak, we're supposed to close our mouths. There's only one function that doesn't have a kiss. It doesn't have a covering. Right, the word kiss comes from the word kisa, which is to cover. There's one thing that doesn't have a covering, and that is our thoughts. You can't cover your thoughts. A karban oyla, says the Gemara, is brought for machsheves halev. When a person has inappropriate thoughts, that calls for a karban oyla. Says Rashi, Yoseh, Sorach HaMokam, Lezariz, because here, by Korban Oyla, there is a lack of a kiss. When it comes to Machshava, there's no kiss. But perhaps, that's Ad Kan, is the Chiddush Arim. Now perhaps, this is the reason why we have a head covering. A head covering represents that we need, even though we don't come with a kiss. We don't come with a covering for our machshava. But we need to do something to remember that there is a time that we need to cover our thoughts. When inappropriate thoughts come to our mind, we need to block them out. And that is represented by our head covering. We create the kiss. And that's what the Gemara says. Ksi reishech. Cover your head, ki heichad et ha'hev alachim sedeshmaya, so that you have fear of heaven. By your eyes, you demonstrate your fear of heaven by covering them. Your ears, you cover them. Your mouth, you cover it. Cover your head. So that indicates us, it reminds us that we need to have, that our thoughts need a covering too. And that is our pride.
Pride of a yid.
That we have a head covering. Oiter Yisrael b'sifara.
That our thoughts are not involved in the garbage that the thoughts of everyone else is involved in. Oiter Yisrael b'sifara. That's our tiferes.
But perhaps there's another kavana. That is,
that we're supposed to have faith in the Rabbeinu Shlomo. We're supposed to have emunah and bitachon.
Too much thinking is not good. We're not supposed to delve into chakiris, into the different philosophies that there are to prove Rabbeinu Shlomo's existence. We're not supposed to involve ourselves in that. We are supposed to accept the emunah pshuta, the simple faith
that is handed down to us generation after generation. Those who have involved in Chakira, unless they were tremendous people of Yerushalayim, ended up getting lost. Sfarim, such as the Moir Nevuchim, and many others, Shara Yichud Ma'amun, El Chavis Alvavis, these are Sfarim that were not learnt by Chassidish Yidin, by Erlich Yidin. The Moir Nevuchim means
the guide to the perplexed.
That's exactly what it's for. It's for the perplexed. Those of us who have simple amunah are supposed to hold on to simple amunah. They say that Chassam Sofer met one of his talmidim who had gone astray from Yiddishkeit. And he asked his talmid, what happened to you? So he said, I learned the Moir Nevuchim. So he said, Ishoite. He said, you're a fool. The Moir Nevuchim wrote the questions in order to bring out the answer. Right? You learned the questions in order to have a teretz, in order to have to have an excuse. We're supposed to have emunah pshuta. And that is represented by ksi reishich, cover your head. In order to have Yerushalayim. If our head is not covered and we feel the liberty to delve into philosophy and to different into all these different proofs of Hashem's existence or lack thereof, chas v'shalom, that it ends up causing a lack of Yerushalayim. Emuna is represented by the crown, because anything that the head comprehends is not emuna. Emuna means faith, something that we don't understand. It's lamala min arosh, it's above the head, which is represented by the crown. The pride of Klal Yisrael is that we have something above our heads. That's represented by the yarmulke. It's represented by the head covering. The head covering represents there's something above our heads. We don't need to understand everything. We have emunah. We have faith. It's above us. It's above our head. We don't need to understand. And that's oiter. Specifically, oiter means he crowns Yisrael b'sifara. And this is perhaps what we thank Hashem for. We thank Hashem for the pride of having this emunah in our genes. It's emunah that's given over to us door after door. That's a hoyd shebetiferes. Hoyd shebetiferes is having gratitude for that pride. And perhaps that's why it comes out on day 19, because betach or beteach is gematria 19, by the ability to have bitochen, to have trust and faith in the Rabbeinu Shleilam above our heads. That is our hoid shevetiferes. We think that we have gratitude to the Rabbeinu Shleilam for that pride of oite Yisrael b'sifara.